tomorrow night, we've got not only the United States in Copa America action, but a documentary, a 30 for 30 I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for. It's the in-depth 7.5-hour OJ 30 for 30, Doc, and my friend Scott Pierce from the Salt Lake Tribune, who I haven't had on this show in way too long, so he's been kind enough to take a few minutes. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you getting your fill of Copa America? Are you getting your soccer fill right now?
You know, I was just thinking about that because I was like typing in some info on the UEFA, you know, the Euro Championships, and I thought, you know, I'm kind of almost more interested in that than I am in Copa America, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and maybe more importantly, your hometown club coming back to town. You excited to finally get back out to Rio Tinto Stadium again?
I have vague memories of having been there. It seems like it seems like last season, doesn't it?
It does. It seems like a whole year ago since we had a game out there.
We'll be there on Tuesday, but I knew this was happening, and I understand why and all that kind of stuff. But it seems like a long time.
It's been for April 30th, by the way, to be exact. But we have a brand new playing surface and a lot of great matches between Open Cup, the International, and, of course, regular season all coming up at Rio Tinto Stadium. All right, we're going to have Scott on a more frequent basis because I love talking television. I'm a TV addict and a TV-aholic, and I was just talking TV with my friend J.C. Sharping out here. We'll get to her in a second. She's the events coordinator out here at Shields. She's got a tie to TV you've heard me talk about before. Her sister might be on a TV show or two. Anyway, Scott, I'm excited for this 30 for 30 this weekend, the OJ 30 for 30. I know you got to see it months ago. Is this something, because the 30 for 30s are generally always very well done. How's this one?
It's outstanding. I mean, it's amazing to see. And I think, you know, as much as we will sit there and watch this and go, whoa, I think it'll be more fascinating for people who aren't old enough to have remembered any of this. You know, because I genuinely believe, and I had a chance to talk to the filmmaker, and, you know, I agree with him that most people, when they hear of OJ, especially younger people, go, oh, that's the guy that killed his wife, right? And they don't have the context of what a big star, you know, both in terms of his football career and, you know, a commercial pitchman and, you know, being on the Naked Gun movies and that sort of thing. That's one of the reasons that this was so shocking is that he had such a reputation for being a good guy.
Scott, in many ways, he was a cultural icon. I mean, O.J. Simpson transcended just football. He was TV. You hit on all that stuff. But, I mean, O.J., when you said O.J., anybody in it, whether you were a sports fan or not, when you said O.J. in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, people knew exactly you were talking about, whether you were a sports fan or not.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're old enough to have been watching TV then, I mean, I was a kid, but I mean, I have very clear memories of O.J. running through the airport and the rental car commercials and, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, he'd actually filmed a pilot for NBC that was under consideration for that year's fall schedule at the time of the murders, you know, kind of killed the pilot, but I also remember, I mean, showing how foolish I was, but I remember the first time I saw on TV after the murders when there was some insinuation that he might have had something to do with it, and I actually said out loud, whoa, they ought to be careful, that's libelous, because it never occurred to me that he could have been involved.
Scott Pierce, television writer and critic from the Salt Lake Tribune with us here on the Bill Riley Show. So this is not going to be a one-night deal. Most of these 30 for 30s are anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. This is 7.5 all told, isn't it?
Well, it'll run 10 when it's on TV. I mean, it's running in 5 2-hour time slots. The first 2 hours are on ABC, and then the following 4 are on ESPN.
So there's going to be plenty, and that's going to run over the course of the next week, correct?
Yeah, it's not consecutive. If I had it in front of me, which if I was smart, I would have it. But it's not 5 days in a row, but it runs over about a week, I think.
Yeah, and I think they're not going to go up head to head when they've got NBA Finals
right.
on ABC, so they're going to skip those particular nights. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun. Before I let you get out, and we're going to have you back again real soon for a longer segment, but something this summer. You know, we've got all season. TV used to be fall and winter and then hiatus, but series are starting all over the place now. Give me something that has really caught your eye, any network, any channel, whatever it might be, that you're really on for this summer, over the next couple of months.
You know, I've seen the first three episodes of Brain Dead, which starts Monday night on CBS. And when I describe it to you, you will think I'm insane because it sounds insane. It's basically almost a West Wing-ish political, you know, inside Washington drama. The government is shut down and the Democrats and the Republicans are fighting over this. But at the same time that this is going on, a meteor has crashed to Earth, and it's filled with alien bugs that crawl in people's brains, and so people are being taken over like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's kind of crazy. My favorite thing, actually, I mean, there's a lot to like about it. My favorite thing is at the beginning of, obviously not the first episode, but the beginning of the second episode, third episode, so on and so forth, where they do the recap of what happened the week before, it's set to music. This, believe it or not, comes to us from the people who brought us The Good Wife. It's kind of funny. It's kind of weird. There are things that, you know, in the background, we keep seeing on TV the two different, you know, the faux Fox News and the faux MSNBC, and on one of them, they're blaming the Democrats for everything. On the other one, they're blaming the Republicans for everything. There's a lot going on, and it's kind of clever and kind of funny.
So that's called Brain Dead, and it
Brain
starts
Dead.
On CBS this summer.
Yep.
All right.
A political show called Brain Dead. I kind of like that all by itself. Yeah.
Especially in an election year. Scott, thanks for jumping on short notice.
And no problem.
Hey, we'll do it again real soon. Scott Pierce of the Salt Lake Tribune.